Welcome to the Northwest Aerospace Alliance News, your go-to source for the latest from our region's aerospace sector. Emma, I just heard about a fascinating event that brought together education and business minds, and I think our listeners are going to find it really interesting.
Oh, what was the event about, Daniel?
It was the Skills for a Low Carbon Economy conference, hosted at Burnley College University Courses. The focus was on how businesses in Lancashire are using the government skills development fund to train their workforce and create pathways to net zero.
That sounds like an important initiative. Who were some of the key participants?
Paul Sharples, the business development manager at Burnley College, spoke highly about the event. He mentioned that the college is committed to helping preserve the world's resources and is proud to work with forward-thinking employers and partners. Dr. Neil Bentley-Gockman, CEO of WorldSkills, gave a virtual keynote about the importance of green skills for young people.
I see. And were there any specific companies or projects highlighted?
Definitely. David Stanley from ELE, Advanced Technologies, shared that 25 of their key staff have completed the introduction to net zero training provided by Burnley College. The company has introduced electric vehicles for travel between sites, and is creating a sustainable blueprint for their new premises.
Wow, that is so cool. What about other companies?
John Marston, SHEQ advisor at VECA, mentioned that they recycled 98% of all scrap on site in 2021 and saved 35-31 tons of CO2 emissions. They align their ethics with the UN's Sustainable Development Goals and believe they can make a positive impact through their actions.
That's impressive. What did the speakers say about the challenges of going green?
Tim Maiden from Green Small Business talked about the challenges in connecting organizations to sustainability-focused change. He mentioned that it's not just the skills gap, but also time, money, expertise, and tools that present hurdles. He emphasized the importance of forums like this conference for communication and engagement.
Right, and how did the conference conclude?
The afternoon had roundtable discussions and panel debates about the impact of sustainability plans and how to engage more businesses. Companies like Walter Kaerfoot & Sons, Baxi and Riskin were there, along with several educational institutions.
That's a great wrap-up. Listeners might want to know how they can get involved.
Burnley College offers free training to help businesses identify and plan for their own green futures. You can find more information at burnley.ac.uk/employer/net-zero-initiative-2/.
Thanks for that insight, Daniel. It's inspiring to see how education and business are working together to create a sustainable future.
Absolutely, Emma. And that's your Northwest Aerospace Alliance news for today. Join us next time as we bring you more updates from our dynamic aerospace cluster. Until then, keep soaring with us.